The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the fourth chapter, first chapter. John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandal. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you, I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated.
What if God is not here? that help assure people of God's presence. But still, the Ark of the Covenant was carried with people and was tucked away in the holy fullness of only the high priest who ever would see it. No one ever saw God, really God, other than Moses. And so there was always this bit of distance between God and the people, or so it seemed at least. The high priest could go to the holy fullness. The high priest would have received for us. But we can't get that close to God. With those few exceptions of the prophets that are under God's grace. And so here we have the story of the baptism of Jesus. And like I was talking about, Jesus is hard to know, hadn't done anything spectacular yet. But this voice is coming out of heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, the one with whom I'm all pleased." And if anyone has scorned the baptism of Jesus before, well, but one thing that I don't know that we have talked about very much was that phrase, just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and his spirit descended. Saw the heavens torn apart. And a voice crying out, "This is my Son, the beloved." So this is not a Hallmark moment. Okay? I think we tend to think of the dove as, you know, kind of innocuous, like this big special thing that was over the Christmas tree. You know, like fluttering around and landing on Jesus' shoulder and going, "See, it's my Son." The Gospel of Mark tells this story. And the Gospel writer is very careful in the beginning of the story to use that word torn apart. It's from the Greek word that we get, the word is schizo. Okay? So separate, torn apart, two words, pulled apart. Now we're at the beginning of the Gospel of Mark here. And Mark, if you get a chance to read it, read the Gospel of Mark. Because Mark isn't only conscious. Mark doesn't fill up stories full of narrative. Mark is in 16 chapters long. Mark doesn't have anything about Christmas. But Mark starts his story with the baptism of Jesus, with John the Baptist, with repentance, the call to repentance. The baptism of Jesus, the territory of the heavens. Now what do they think of that? The heavens are torn apart. The original plan was before writers or studying literature or reading or such, right? Talking about the Passover. But at the beginning of Mark, he uses this phrase, comfort. At the end of Mark, on the cross, after Jesus breathes his last, the miracle one, the curtain of the temple was torn apart from the top to the bottom. That means it wasn't torn apart by humans who ripped it up. It was torn apart by Asher, who at the crucifixion of Jesus said, "There is no more separation. There's no more curtain. There's no more need for earthly high priests to go between you and me. Because you and me, there's no more separation." Through the crucifixion of Jesus, there's no more separation. The baptism of Jesus was like his ordination, was a call to ministry. And it was torn apart, this opening between heaven and earth that serves as a rack for the whole gospel of life.
May the peace of God that passes all wisdom